dropping loads on them hoes. What is up, Arena?
Nothing. What is up, John? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Honey boo boo year.
I could be clever and say Jew year because you're Jewish.
We have our own.
Really? You got a separate calendar like a Chinaman?
Yeah.
When's your New Year?
It's always changing. That's why I don't know.
Well, then that wouldn't be Happy Jew Year. Merely Happy New Year.
It's like in September. The Rosh Hashanah. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Yeah. That's a New Year thing.
Rosh Hashanah.
I just thought that was when you surprised Palestinians and took their land. You're not
I didn't call that the greatest day ever.
You're not even smiling at that. Well, Happy New Year to all of you listening, all 14 of you, listening to Papa's Basement at work, in your car, on the treadmill. I don't know. People can take us anywhere. These modern technologies and these crazy times of ours, aren't they lovely?
We are in the days.
We're this close. That's how I feel about where we are. We've got a lot of convenience. Like, I can look at great tits in 3 seconds and then listen to ABBA right afterward.
Or you can look at the album cover while you listen.
If I'm like, I want to live forever and I need a new heart synthesized, it's kind of like, you know, we've got some of the shit and give us 20 years and we'll be all the way to the good stuff, but there's no teleporting yet. Because that's where I want to be. I want to be at a place where I can hit on girls online. Not saying I do that to anyone who tells me they listen to the show, but I do. I want to, like, have someone be like, you're funny. And then they're like, oh, I live in Tuscaloosa. And then you're like, cool, I'm going to set my telepod for that. And then I'm fucking the shit out of you before your parents come home. And then you're gone.
My God, how old is this person you're telepathizing to?
Why are you getting weighed down with the details? They've got parents. It's a weird living situation. Don't. Legal-ish. Legal where she lives. How's that?
Oh my God. I have to tell you about a funny SVU episode line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what I have to tell you?
What?
The website URL and how to get in touch with us and all that goodly crap.
Oh, can I do it?
Yeah. You know what? You do it, because eventually you're going to do my show for me anyhow. I'm just going to make a Papa's Basement franchise, and anyone can pay me a couple bucks and do a Papa's Basement, and just be like, I'm Arena Papa Georgia. We'll be like the Ramones. Everyone will just take my last name, and I'm fine with that. So do the opener. I will see how it goes.
This is a tester to see if I can buy a new
franchise. I'm not even going to critique you where you mess up.
All right, so
just put it out there.
If you want to get in touch with this wonderful man I'm looking at to my left and my right, John Papa Giorgio.
More energy, you fucking suck at this. You're garbage.
You said you weren't gonna critique.
It was a lie, and you fell for it.
Your face just got like protruding at me.
My cheekbones came out of the ham sea they're buried in.
Your face stretched in a yell. Your body like stayed where it was, but your face got freakishly closer.
I was like buzz cut from Beavis and Butthead. We're gonna talk about the penis and the vagina.
Oh God. But if you want to hear more of that fabulousness,
yes,
on Twitter, which of course, if you're listening to this,
you know what it is.
It's at Papa's Basement.
There you go.
If you want to get in touch with me.
Who wouldn't want to get in touch with Arena? Because she's on the warpath for cock. So if you live nearby and you're packing at least 7.5,
centimeters.
Take a flattering picture. I like kind of zooming in from a downward angle and making sure there's nothing in the picture for like a size reference. Because that's what fucks you up. Like, if you take a picture right next to a Coke can, they're like, well, I know exactly how big that is. But if you rob them of all frame of reference, and it's just sitting there like the monolith from 2001, they're like, that looks like a magnificent specimen.
I will only take dick pics if they're DM'd to my Twitter at
exactly.
Girl Knows Sports.
But you got to delete them right afterwards, because then they just sit in your Twitter file. Even though they've been DM'd, they kind of just sit there. Not
what?
That I'd know or anything.
Okay, what?
If you DM someone a picture, it'll still upload just to your TwitPic account like anything else. So even though you haven't tweeted it to the world, they can still just go through pictures John has tweeted.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, I never sent my hog that way.
I gotta but there was tweeting. Like, no kidding.
One person I found out was like a fitness model or some shit that followed me. And I was showing another friend like, hey, here are her sexy pics. And then like in my TwitPic list, it was just like five pictures of her cradling, you know, her big fake tits and then her ripped body. You know how they lose their tits?
Yeah.
So they all have to get implants. Ugh. Yeah, that's what was going on. I didn't mind it so much, you know, whatever.
Those girls freak me out. I just
Well, I'm not talking like big, like she's got a clitoris like a combo.
How do you know? Well,
because she's in her little bikini bottom. It didn't look like she had a little eighth grade chub on going.
That's not what freaks me out. It's like,
let's finish the intro.
All right.
I'm going to do it fast and I'm going to do it right. Just like my lovemaking. InPapa'sBasement.com is the show's website. You go there. It's got those Twitter links she already mentioned, she being Arena. It's also got our Facebook link, which is Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. And most importantly, it's got the iTunes subscription link. Go there. If you do anything with iTunes, if you have an iPhone, please subscribe to us via iTunes. Do not just go to the website and stream the audio. You can do that. You can get all of our MP3s that way, a bunch of my writing as well at inpapasbasement.com.
It's funny.
But it helps our numbers if you subscribe to the iTunes, you positively rate us and all that shit. All right.
Please, I'm tired of leaving all the reviews on my friends' phones.
That's the reason we're up to 15 reviews. 15 glories, I think so.
Uh-oh, I was only up to 14.
You're like, I accounted for 8 of those.
Somebody called you the Wayne's World of Radio.
The Wayne's World of Radio.
I was like, that's pretty awesome.
I've made that reference enough, so I'm glad someone's listening and stealing my jokes. That's a sign I'm a hit.
I wonder who's like at home using our jokes. Like, I heard this on Papa's, but I'm making my
only the smartest people. You know what? No bullshit. You need to get involved with that favestar.fm thing on Twitter. You have it. You could be the right kind of bootlicker who kills on that. Because it's not really a reward for being funny. Because there's people who are like, I just told my boyfriend if I'm on my pussy period time, lick around the string. And
ew,
that'll like immediately get like 800 favorites and shit. And I'm like, that wasn't that funny. Actually, that was funny, but it came from me. So, of course, it's going to be great.
What other kind of period would you be on?
I don't know. I was just letting words tumble out of my mouth. I'm kind of happy I straightened that sinking ship before I...
He did a word dance, all right.
Yeah. It kind of got ahead of me, but then I took control. You need to do that, though, because it's all politics. It's all like fucking you star my shit, I'll star yours. For people who don't know it, starring something on Twitter is the equivalent of giving a like on Facebook. And there's this weird community around Favestar, FAVSTAR.FM, I believe, where people just like favorite each other's material. It's not necessarily funny. There are some people that are funny on it. I'm friends with a couple. But there's a lot of people who are just these ghetto chicks. And rather than rely on their tits for validation, like the good old fashioned way, they think they're funny too. And that's when it really starts to bug me. But you'll get this artificially high number of followers. It's very weird.
So I had to actually go on Favestar and do this?
Yeah, and set up an account, and then it'll track your favorites. And it's complicated. I obviously suck at it. I got my followers through other illegitimate means, but not Favestar. You could kill at it, though. I think you'd be good.
You're so kind.
Not really. If you listened, I was saying it was unfunny women who need validation, but I think you'd be good at the kind of the glad-handing part of it. Like, you can socialize better than me. I don't want to socialize. I want to walk in behind a mic. I want to talk. This is me socializing. I'm talking to no one in particular.
No, obviously you're bad at socializing because you're telling me going on a website is socializing.
Yeah, that's all I do. That's all I want. I'm looking forward to the day we're just divorced from our physical forms and I can just live as a little stream of data.
Like that Bruce Willis movie?
Oh, which one? Die Hard, gotcha.
I was thinking Toy Story.
That's not even a Bruce Willis movie.
Wasn't he in one of them?
No.
I'm gonna
not to my knowledge. There's Ed Asner. He was that piece of shit bear in Number 3.
Oh my god, that bear was the worst.
I've only seen 3 and I saw it on a plane and I fucking cried like a cunt watching it. Like, I had to bury my face because I'm sitting there
too.
With my headphones on. I fucking cried like a slit with a skinned knee. I was just like, oh, fuck, that little kid's all grown up and they don't have time for each other anymore. I lost it for Toy Story 3 and like on a plane right next to a guy, not even like an asleep person. It was embarrassing.
A transcontinental flight or transatlantic flight from London to here. And I was watching all these
all
movies.
Right, jet setter, go
it was
on.
Like a 7-hour flight, so I was watching all these movies. I don't know what I watched right
goes.
Before
they give you 4 options and it's an 8-hour flight and you're like, I'll be getting to the Drek soon enough.
But I was watching 300 and I bawled at 300.
Oh, like, wow, that is weird. That is not a crying movie. That's like where I get really pumped, which makes my little stiffy nipples really stiff, so I have to like almost put my hands over them like I'm Janet Jackson on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Pulling a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, just hiding my erect teats from the world.
Your pierced erect teats.
Well, let's not beat around the bush. There's a lot of material.
Oh, we got so saved much up. Good stuff.
And you actually are the more dedicated of the two because you were trying to bug me like what? The day after Christmas or some shit? You're like, are we going in to record? Whatever Saturday was. I guess it was just between Christmas and New Year. That
it was just
me,
a regular day. You wake up and you're like, it's snowing out. It's like green grass everywhere. I was like, what are you talking about? Then you make up a fake friend from LA. You don't have any friends from LA.
No, I do. I do.
You probably do.
You can do nothing for my career. But
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I have friends in LA. No, I copped out on the show on Saturday because honestly, that week between Christmas and New Year, I believe nothing should happen. Like, you know, Europe shuts down for all of August. I'm like, at least America, we can kind of be lazy for that 1 week. I didn't even want to come in today. I just wanted to nurse the New Year's week all the way through to Friday and then waltz in Saturday and be like, now, finally, I guess we're back.
Nurse it like the AIDS hangover that I'm still suffering from New Year's.
Oh, shit, you're sick. I forgot.
No, I'm not sick. I just drank way
over.
Too much.
Okay.
Like a 3-day hangover.
Well, that will be a story in a bit. Because right now we need to do the Christmas shit. We're going to do it chronologically. I want to do Christmas stories. I want to do New Year's stories. After that, this is probably going to split up over 2 episodes. We've got talking about the fucking amazing Redskins victory. And if you're
best.
A Dallas fan, just own the fact that it was tremendous. And Tony Romo did exactly what Tony Romo is supposed to do. He
Suck
choked.
Dick.
It wasn't even like clutch choking, though. It was literally... He walked out and he's like, oh, this is the game. I fuck it up. Interception. Second drive. Interception.
I have to say, he actually kind of looked like he was trying.
To look bad?
No. He's terrible. He looked like he was actually trying, though. I can't believe. Did he get fired yet?
No. Nor did they chop off his hands like a Bangladeshi thief.
They should. He doesn't need them.
They obviously don't do much to help him.
Yeah. I don't know.
He didn't do much with him.
Poor Dez Bryant. Like, I actually feel kind of bad for the guy.
Well, if you were in Washington, that was a magical thing. But we'll get to that later. We'll bury that probably the second show.
There's still people.
I want to talk about Django Unchained and really Samuel good. L. Jackson challenging a reporter who interviewed him and referred to the multiple uses of the N-word in the movie.
Are you doing
Samuel
that for me?
L. Jackson.
Because I'm staring right at you.
Yeah, because you're paranoid about me saying that magical word.
I just don't like that word, but like in this context, it's okay, I guess.
I don't like it either, but there's another emotion that starts with L that I do feel for it.
Love it.
There you go. I'm kidding. I was just doing that to agitate you. You know, in my personal life, I really don't say it much, despite what you think.
No, I believe it. I know you're not racist.
I
you
think
just do it on the show.
You
think...
just think that I go to work in the salt mines, and with every swing of the pickaxe, it's just, nigger, smash.
Spick.
Yeah.
Chink.
I like those a bit more. I think chink out of all of them is probably what I say the most. I don't know why.
That's the safest one.
Well, what are they going to do? Confront you physically?
Well, in numbers.
That's true. And they have their kind of duplicitous ninja skills.
No, that's the Japanese, silly.
That's true. The Chinese could eat my pets. Well, that's the Koreans.
Yeah,
we'll get it straight one of these days. But Samuel L. Jackson did a very interesting thing with a reporter. I want to discuss that. We'll probably shove that to the second show, though, so it won't be like timely at all by the time people hear it. But I don't care. Whatever.
We have dedicated people. They'll listen to the second show.
Oh, they'll get through everything. It's all good. And Kim Kardashian preggers by Kanye West.
In case you didn't know.
I want to talk about that.
In case you haven't turned on a TV in the last day.
It has been big news. It went down around 11:30 or midnight the day that the Skins beat the Cowboys. And it was just one of those things where it's like, God, can you not give me one day of just pure joy? Like, why do you have to take when you give?
I really hope she gets fat.
I mean, she's kind of...
No, she's hot now.
She's a lipo case, though. I'm sorry that people don't acknowledge that. Literally, we'll
get
to that,
right,
too.
Because her body doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. She's built like a fucking platypus. It's like, let's get this weirdly huge ass that no one else in the family has, by the way.
And yeah, I mean, like, Chloe has kind of a bonk.
And
like,
we'll
so
explain.
Courtney,
it,
but
it, she also has the weirdly puckered waist. She's so obviously just lipoed, and they dumped the fat in there. And there wasn't, like, a lot of artistry to where the fat went. It was kind of just like the way you would stick a straw in a Capri Sun that you sucked all the good juiciness out of, and then you blow and it kind of inflates. That's just what they did with her ass.
Is dump the fat like the medical term for it? Because I need to sign up for one of
they
these.
They literally just siphon your fat out and then put it in the good places.
I need some of that.
And white broads get it shoved in their tits.
Really?
And, yeah, and this chick who like, I love how everyone acts like she's so ethnic. She's half Armenian, half white as shit. And Armenian people
half
are white. Armenian people are white. I mean,
no,
like,
they're not.
My dad was that color. I mean, like, I'm for some reason.
You are from that area, the Mediterranean people.
Yeah, to me, those olive hairy people, those are white, more or less.
Armenians are Russian, kind of.
Yeah, they're from that kind of, I don't know, you call them Mideastern if you want. But Mideastern to me is white. I'm sorry, you can call them Dune Coons or whatever. They're white
what?
People.
You've
never heard Dune Coon?
No.
It's fucking amazing.
I mean, I just watched the South Park for the first time yesterday with Coon and friends.
Yeah,
so,
Keen. Yeah. We gotta get through a lot. We've already killed 20 sweet minutes.
Oh, beauty.
Just 30 minutes to limp through on this one. We're going to try to save as many stories for the second one and make it easy on ourselves. I think I can kill 30 with just my Christmas.
I don't know. I like the material that we do because I listen to it at work.
I think I got us covered alone for the show, and you can take the lion's share of the second show. By the way, I love how there's zero complaint that it's just you and me from you. You're like, this is halfway to the perfect show for me. Now, if only you'd leave and it was just me talking to myself.
Just listen tomorrow at work. I just listen to me.
And then I could be happy.
God, I got to change my pants.
You're so right, me. God, you're funny and pretty.
Let me throw in. Arena, you're so pretty today. I'll listen to this tomorrow. Love it.
Don't listen to those other girls. They're bitches.
They're just jealous.
All right. Here's Christmas in a nutshell for me. My family is insane. We're all insane. My mom especially and my brother especially. But that could just be me as the most insane one. Thinking that they are less sane than me.
That's how I feel about my family. Does anyone out there not think their family is insane? That's what I want to know.
In my heart of hearts, I believe, I guess not. I was going to say probably the Anglos, like the Germans and the Irish and the British, might think their parents aren't insane, but those
just
are
out
the,
of respect, like when they're
well,
not.
Those are the ones that
around.
they kind of just sit around and drink all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, they're the drinkiest culture ever, and they're just very quiet. But I think you would still pick up on your parents being insane when they're... I don't know, man. I think maybe familiarity with anyone beyond a certain point where you're kind of just stuck with them and you can't fuck them.
Oh,
like I think that's how people can get together. Like, you can date someone and they are insane, but for a while their insane syncs up with yours and you can fuck them to smooth over the bumps.
Oh, I definitely agree with that.
Like, how many times have you had a fight and then it's like you kind of cool off and then it's like, hey, I'm sorry. And then a couple hours later you ball them and you're like, oh, I just dumped a load in you. That's love.
Aww.
Aww, you're my little princess.
Honey, I'm splooshing your splooge in the bathroom.
Exactly. And then you hear her go to the turlet and squeeze it out. I was like, and she's like, I love you.
I love you.
As she dumps your sailors into the sea. Real classy like.
Send them off with us. Maybe, whatever.
In my family, I don't look forward to any holidays. And I don't look forward to my birthday. And I don't look forward to anyone else's birthday because it's always a fight.
Yeah. I now spend holidays away from my family, and we all end up having a great time. We tried, but my family is insane, too.
I can't because my mom, she's a widow, and she really, for whatever reason, flushed any semblance of a life she had outside of us down the toilet when she had us. Like, she was a very successful woman. She was a really big writer and editor.
Really?
Nationally, like in the 70s. And my fucking thick cocked Greek dad walks in the picture and deep dicks her, gets her pregnant.
She forgot how anything worked anymore.
And she's just like, I'm a mommy. And she goes from these lofty career heights. She was making way more than him, which she should. He was a filthy Greek peasant.
You're a pastor.
And she was an intelligent, well educated lady.
White lady.
Yeah, she gets all splooged up. And she's like, I'm going to be a mom. And that's all she's given a shit about since. And if you're listening and you're a mom, don't fucking do that to your kids.
Yeah, give a shit about yourself.
Give a shit about yourself. Keep friends outside of the family because it's too much fucking pressure on your kids. You shouldn't be anyone's reason for living.
No.
That's it. You shouldn't be of that much value to anyone. A mom's job is to make sure her kids grow up to like 18 or 19 and that they don't die of AIDS maybe down the road. That's it. They don't need you 24/7 up their asshole worried about them, smothering them.
Oh because my God, it makes my them parents fuck are ups. Still like that.
Like me and my brother, we're fuck ups.
Whatever, you're good kids.
We're fuck ups though. Like, do you know how stupidly smart we are?
You can't fuck shit, but you're here.
And how, like, where we should be in the world compared to where we are. We are fucking wrecks.
You're right. Like, anyone I know who's abandoned, success.
Yes. I mean, just literally, you look on paper at my IQ, my brother's IQ, and how we tested as kids and all that horse shit. We should be fixing, like, rockets that feed the poor or however the hell. You know what I mean? Just, like, growing new hearts from pig fur. I don't know what the shit. Just we should be fixing huge issues. And instead, I'm doing a fucking piece of shit free radio show that's gone nowhere in 5 years. My brother teaches guitar lessons, and we're not happy at it either. That's the worst part. You could say, like, at least if you two were happy and you found your peace, this would be okay. We both hate our goddamn lives. We're miserable people. I don't know what Will says in public. I can tell he's miserable because I can smell my own. I can smell my brand on him. We're not happy.
You didn't even get your name on that plaque of 500 shows produced here.
Well, no. I've done 250.
Really?
Simple math. We've done 52 weeks times 5 years, 260.
I can't do math like that.
That hurts your little girl brain.
My lady brain, so small.
But we cannot. There's so much insane in the family. There's the unfair pressure placed by my mom. There's the underachievement on my part and my brother's part.
What's the unfair pressure? Like, what does she want from you?
You can tell she's given everything of herself to us. In turn, that makes you feel like garbage when you haven't done much with it.
Yeah, my
you know the end
the
of Private
way.
Ryan when he's at the tombstone and he's bawling his eyes out and he's like shaking his old bitch wife and he's like, tell me I've been a good man because like 80 million people died to save his one lousy life. That's kind of what we are. It's Saving Private Papa.
Oh, my God.
Like you shake her.
I'm going to kill myself after
this old mummified bitch. And you're like, tell me I did something. And you know what? I know the answer is I didn't because here I am. I need to go out there and kick a little ass that I haven't yet.
You might need to just not get married.
No, I do. I need to.
I know.
I would like
to procreate, and I need someone else to be responsible for
it. Oh, yeah. Coming inside someone's amazing feeling. Like, and marriage is a good place
for
that.
Not for that reason. I need someone to, like, I can leave the kid with, so I can go drink with my friends and keep friends outside the family.
That's a good way of handling it and not making your kids utterly fucking insane.
Yeah.
So not only is there that dynamic going into every holiday situation, there's also...
But there's more. Oh, there's behind tons door more. Number two.
There's tons more. There's the fact that my brother has zero impulse control when it comes to my mom. She can agitate him this much and he blows up on it.
Is he on steroids?
No. No. There's also the fact that my mom, nothing will make her learn or change. So you can, we've had a talk with her, especially my brother.
Are you talking about my mom or your mom?
It sounds like I'm talking about a lot of moms here.
Every mom in the world needs to listen to this podcast.
The discussion, this is an unfair use of the word discussion.
Because was it just yelling?
Yeah, exactly. This is a discussion like an Italian family discusses problems.
By problems, you mean everything.
The discussion is, every year, my brother, he's weirdly anal in particular, just like my mom. They are literally two sides of the same insane coin.
So your brother's into anal.
He's Greek, you know. He doesn't want clothing purchased for him. He refuses to wear clothing that he didn't pick out, because even if it's something he would love, he just needs to be the one to buy it.
What?
Okay, that sounds weird to you. Conversely.
No, I understand, but I wouldn't go off on someone for buying me a gift, especially if it was something I wanted.
Fair enough.
I don't like clothing.
Just let's assume it was nothing you wanted.
Okay.
You still wouldn't blow up on them.
Still fake gratitude.
The other side of the coin, my mom would like nothing more than a peaceful Christmas, peaceful birthdays, and yet insists on buying clothes all the time. Every time he blows up and says this over and over, every time she thinks she's going to buy a winner this year.
She's really trying.
Yes. It's like an unstoppable force meeting an immovable object. It's just the contest of the infinite taker versus the infinite pleaser. And where will it break down? So Christmas this year.
Where will that collapse?
I don't know what you guys do in your Jewish household for Christmas.
We have a Christmas tree.
I figure, yeah, you do a little something, because why not? The whole world is shut down that day. For us, it's pretty much Thanksgiving part two in terms of food.
Yeah.
We don't get fancy. There's no ham and bullshit like that. It's just another turkey, another set of stuffing, and it's fine. Because after Thanksgiving, I'm always like, I could have used more of X, Y, and Z, and then lo and behold, a month later, there it is again. And then I'm done with it for 10 or 11 months or whatever. It's great. So she rolls out of bed late, and I help a little with the cooking so I don't feel like a complete pant load.
I wonder how much stovetop plummets after the holidays.
So much. Just turkeys in general, stuffing, cranberry sauce. None of this bullshit is eaten outside of like November 20th.
Sweet potatoes. Like, January 1st.
Yeah. Who touches any
sweet potato fry? Like nobody cared about them.
Yeah, pretty much. Unless you wanted to turn your poop weird colors, which I think it can
healthy.
Help with. Yes, health. So she's apologizing the whole day pretty much because she's like, I started the meal late. And I don't give a
Maria.
Fuck. I don't give a fuck because I'm eating whatever garbage I want throughout the day anyhow. I think we had like a leftover pizza.
It just means you're going to be in a coma on the couch a little later.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck. It's a magical free meal that's prepared by someone else for the most part that just appears. It could be like on January 18th. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm not a punctual person. I'm just grateful for what happens. I just want to sit in my room playing the Wii. There was no football to watch. I was just playing my goddamn Wii and watching some Netflix, and it was good. It was finally, I think, prepared 1 or 2 p.m., something like that.
That's so early.
Yeah, exactly. We then learned from Will that he hasn't even rolled out of bed until, I want to say, 4 p.m., and he's going to be making his appearance at 6. Will has a massively fucked up sleep schedule. I don't know why he still maintains it. His workday runs roughly from like 2 p.m. till 8 or 9 on a given day.
Oh, I thought he was like working all hours of the morning.
No, he works 2 p.m. That's the earliest. And 9 p.m. is about the latest he works until as a guitar teacher. He just drives around to spoiled little fuckers' houses and teaches them guitar. That's it.
I'm picking up guitar lessons.
And he routinely will come back to Casa de Papa, fall asleep until midnight, like from 10 until midnight, set an alarm for midnight, wake up at midnight, go to his 24-hour gym, work out from like 2 until 4 in the morning, get to bed at like 8 in the morning, because newsflash, doing a fucking mile on an elliptical and squats at 3 in the morning isn't the best way to be in bed at a reasonable hour. Now, why does this continue? I don't know. But we're all held hostage by Will's insane schedule.
What the fuck, Will?
Any holiday. And you know what? I don't really give a shit, because he could counter with like, hey, at least I'm showing up. And if that's so important to her, fine. Again, I don't really care. Free fucking magic food. That's what we're at so far. I'm not waiting for anything gift-wise. I'm an adult. I buy shit I want. I have an income. I fucking hate gift giving.
I go to the store. I have a wallet.
Yeah, I like when people have something clear in mind and they're like, get me this. And it makes me feel good to get that for someone and give it to them.
Yeah.
But if anyone's like, I don't know what I want, hey, guess what? The answer is you're getting nothing.
By the way, that fireball made a lot of Sherlock girls Holmes. Happy that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That booze got you all drunk?
What was left of it.
Nice. I'll be bringing some more of that around sometime.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
Okay, I'll get you a little more. So, my mom's already agitated because we're only starting to eat around 6 when Will finally waltzes in, because he wakes up at 4 p.m. like a sane human being. Hey, I woke up at 9 a.m. in the childhood bed I've slept in for 31 years. So. Well, I had moved out for a while.
You had some hiatuses.
Yeah, but I am back for now.
I love that when you post pictures, you really have dinosaur sheets. I'm like,
well, I put them back because that's just the warmer sheet. Like, I bought big boy sheets at Target for $20 and they're just porous. Like, the cold wind goes right through them and into my bones. And I'm like, fuck this. I'm not banging any women in my mom's bedroom area anyhow. I don't pull women to my mom's house. That's just depressing. So fuck it. Here are my they're not dinosaur sheets. They're zoo animal sheets.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Now, the zoo animal, they have wheels on their feet. I don't know why they underwent the surgery to replace their hooves, but that's what they did.
So they can get places faster, duh.
Exactly. They can zip around. I love it.
Maybe it's zippity zoo animals.
Some Isle of Dr. Moreau shit. Fine by me. So Will comes in at 6. Apparently, that's when everything's ready to go. Like, this is when normalcy kicks in. Her one boy who wakes up at 4 finally shows his face at 6.
Her baby
finally
boy.
We can pretend we're normal.
What is he doing for those 2 hours?
I don't know. It's a waking up process. I really don't know. I am the antithesis of him. You kick me out of bed, I'll shove my head under a spigot for 30 seconds, and I'm about as awake as I'm going to get for the entire day.
You do look half asleep half the time.
Exactly, because I sleep poorly because I'm an obese fuck who snores all the time.
You're not that bad.
And I hate my tiny little bed. And I'm full of wishes
of
my own
death. What are you sleeping, like a twin?
Yes, little wee twin. That's all that fits in my little shithole room.
I'll give you my mattress.
Oh, I used to have a queen. It was great. I'd fuck women and then roll over and put them on another side, the fucked on side. It was, I've tasted adulthood's apple. It's
the
amazing.
The memories of John.
Yes. That good fucked up bed is still in my friend's garage. I hope to dig it out sometime. Covered in its saucy fuck juices. This boy knows how to make love properly.
Where's that trash can recycling bin? I'm going to need to use that.
Going to need to relieve yourself.
Face shit, as you like to call it.
Will walks in at 6. We sit down for our meal, which... I don't know about you. We don't beat around the bush. We get to eat like men because my mom never had a daughter to even the odds. So when my dad was alive, it was 3 men to 1 woman.
She just doesn't know.
And now it's 2 men to 1 woman.
What normal eating is like.
Well, it's just literally she says grace and we kind of snicker because it's like, you believe in shit. And then we pass the stuffing and the turkey. And I eat the same shit that I've been snacking on for 5 hours because Will took forever to get there. And after about 5 minutes, I'm like, I ate my fill. Thank you. I'll be excused now.
Thankful. Full.
So she gets testy with me, not the person who's delayed shit for 5 hours, but she gets pissy with me. She likes to take it out on me because I'm kind of sane. unlike Will, I've got shreds of sanity.
This sounds really familiar. Like, I have an older brother, but somehow I'm always, like, looked as the more responsible one, and my parents take more shit out on me.
Yeah. I think I had gone to bed fairly late, and I was up maybe at, like, 8. But it was a shitty sleep because I took the kitten grenade from her, and I doused it. I jumped on top of it. The kittens are still little assholes who walk into someone's bedroom and just fuck with them all night while they're asleep. And so I was like, let her sleep in on her day off. I'm going to take the kittens. So I'm waking up with a fucking cat's asshole in my face every 30 minutes. Or, you know, just someone batting at my eyeball. Just horrible shit. It's just the worst sleep you can imagine. Because you've got kittens that'll just fight on top of you. Like you're a little mountaintop for them to screw around on.
They're like, let's climb this.
Yes. And you wake up and like you'll just see these little eyes staring back at you like by the little light of your cable box. It's just like, ah! It's horrible fitful sleep. So I eat a lot of food. I'm like, I'm fucking beat. I'm going to take a nap for a couple hours. It's everyone's day off. My mom loses her shit on me.
What?
Yes, me, because I'm the one holding back gift opening time. Now, as far as I know, Will and I gave each other the gift of nothing, which is my favorite gift because it saves me money and you weren't going to get me any shit that I wanted anyhow. My mom gave me $60 so I could buy myself a pair of sneakers that I was kind of eyeing. That was it. As far as I know, that was all that was coming my way.
That's my favorite kind of gift is you buy it and I'll pay you for it.
That's all. Yeah. I was just like, you know what? I really need zero, but if you want to buy me sneakers, I can always go for a pair of New Balances. Gimme.
You do love your New Balances.
I love them. I got them in like 5 different colors.
You're like a black girl.
You could have said black man, but okay.
I actually love New Balances. They're actually
the best.
The preppy girl sneaker.
They're the fucking best. I love them. And I go through them and I need more.
They're unisexy.
Will's like, you know what? Just let him nap. It's not a big deal. Which I'm glad he pipes up and does that. So I'm like, hey, I was going to do it either way, but thanks for diffusing that. My mom stops pouting long enough for me to go to bed and lock the door and keep the twin kitten terrors out of it. So I can sleep for an hour and a half. And I feel great. And I wake up. It's like 8 p.m. And I roll out. And immediately, while I'm still groggy, it's opening time. God forbid we let John get any breathing room. Will can have all he fucking wants.
It's like when you were a child. You come out all groggy, rubbing your
eyes. No, when I was
a
kid, I would wake up at like 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. with a rod for the Super Nintendo I was about to unwrap. And like I had no means of buying shit. So literally outside of good report cards, Christmas, and birthdays, nothing came my way. Like, if I wanted a video game, it had to coincide with some of that shit.
Oh, my God. My parents are just so cheap. I think they literally just cut out birthday presents this year. Like, I don't remember getting one. They'll take me to dinner now. Like, that's my all year long. That's what I get.
Pad, for 1 second, my friend is asking me some lock shit.
We'll lock that up.
Hold on.
I definitely...
Some locksmith questions for the locksmith that I take care of on
done,
my radio
done.
Show.
Yeah, I love that
pure
you're...
Pure professionalism.
You're like talking in the middle of a story, just start texting. Like, you give me shit when I'm not even talking.
Well,
I start getting on my
I
phone.
I get weird shit like that. Like, people are locked out and they leave messages on my phone. I'm very addicted to that. Don't get me wrong. And we'll talk about that later. But it is because...
You have a problem.
I miss... I have so many. But part of it is I get messages like, hey, I'm locked out of my car. My baby's inside it with my pit bull. And it's like, oh, I probably should have gotten that call earlier. Is the baby still alive? Does it still have its face?
Is the pit bull still alive?
Yeah, are its fingers in place? So I roll out. It's instantly go time. John's up again. I'm like, fine. I will go through this pageant of bullshit. I don't want to. I'll open stuff, but it's nothing I'm excited about. I appreciate my mom going through the effort to do this, but my mom sucks with money. I have to routinely like give her little fucking float loans. Sometimes I don't get them back. I would rather she didn't spend money so I wouldn't have to spend my own
later.
That's
why you're actually angry. Are you sure you're not Jewish?
Well, I definitely, every girlfriend I've ever had, despite my generosity with them, accuses me of that. I think because I bitch about how much I pay, but then I do it.
You're just bitching because you're trying to get something out of it sexually.
No, I mean, the girls I've fucked 9 ways to Sunday. Like, I don't give gifts to get laid. It's like once we've been fucking a lot, then you can start getting shit. But I've never...
reward system.
Yeah, I've never used gifts to get pussy. Like, if you are a longtime girlfriend, then I start being like, whatever, my wallet is your wallet.
Maybe that's why my dating isn't going so well. I totally had that mixed up. I was like, you buy me 10 drinks, I give it up. Isn't that
Yeah, that's not good. That's just prostitution in a confused barter system kind of way.
Yeah, I don't really do that. I was kidding. I buy my own drinks.
Oh, you already said it on the radio.
That's
we know
why
it's
I'm
true.
So broke. It's because I buy all my own drinks and don't get laid. And then I'm even angrier because I just got myself drunk.
Sweet, sweet cock.
And then I went to sleep.
We're going to lead off show two with that.
We should.
We're going to lead off show two with this.
So
we're going to continue
Christmas
my Christmas
time.
Story.
Christmas time.
So I'm not too pumped to open shit because it's nothing I really want. And I see like just bags, those, you know, those oblong boxes, you know, from a clothing store. And you're like, this is obviously not going to be something I want.
What did you get?
Well, I finally start opening shit. My mom, of course, taking pictures with her piece of shit Kodak disposable as the fucking $300 digital camera I got her just collects dust.
Because there's no batteries.
Because I can go fuck myself. Because she, I'll lose my shit on her every time. I'm just like, why are you using that? I got you a digital camera. So then she'll pull out the digital camera and turn it on and then be like, just pressing on it. But like that little ineffectual, like a baby touching the button and nothing happens. And she's like, I don't know. It's not taking pictures. I'm just going back to the other one. I'm like, God, fuck my life. Because the cameras are 10 cents now. You know what I mean? Everyone takes pictures of their iPhones. Digital cameras are worth dog shit. So I literally, it would have been funnier if I smoked a cigar using the $100 bills that I bought that camera with. Because at least I'd have a story.
Yeah.
Buying a camera and then it rots on a fucking shelf as it becomes obsolete. It just drives me nuts. Just
that's some
pisses
doo-doo.
Me off.
Like, I literally have a really nice camera. Just I haven't used it since I went cross country and took a bunch of pictures.
Yeah.
That was
and now you got
I
that piece
it.
Of shit Ashton Kutcher being all like, oh, take a good picture with a good camera. Fuck you. What you hawk is obsolete and we all know it.
Go,
no one wants to take
a
real digital
Ukrainian.
Picture anymore. Oh, she's so sweet. God, I'd eat that bitch's asshole. I would eat her out after Ted fucked her.
No.
And there was all kinds of teddy bear fur in that slit.
He doesn't actually have a penis.
Really?
Yeah, don't you remember when she's like, you fuck pretty good. What's her name? The singer.
Oh, Ravi Shankar's daughter, yeah.
Nora Jones. She goes, Ted, you fuck pretty good for someone without a penis.
Oh, God, I forgot that line. I fell asleep on watching Ted like halfway for the second time.
I did too, and then I woke up and watched it again.
You're like, I have to begin this all over. If at first I don't succeed. So I'm opening these packages and there's like some sort of sweater. Now, I'm not Dr. Huxtable. I got zero use for sweaters. I'm like, hey, mom.
What kind of sweater was it?
Just kind of like a brown or black sweater. I don't know what it is. I don't wear sweaters. I wear T-shirts.
And
I'm like
hoodie.
A child. It was a big source of fucking contention with my ex. She's like, you dress like a child. And I'm like, bitch, you wear sneakers and jeans to everything, too. Like, what the fuck? We wear the same clothing. You just wear it like one third the size I do. Why am I the kid? You know what I mean? I guess because she had big girl clothes, too. I don't want big boy clothes. I never want a job that requires big boy clothes.
I hate it.
Even when I'm working my big boy job, I wear jeans and sweatshirts like that I can just wipe grease on because I work with my fucking hands like a man. I need something where I can chop half my finger off and just plug it against my shirt and bleed into it until it clots. I don't need a goddamn ascot.
You take that and wrap it around your fingers.
So I open this and I'm like, I've got a million sweaters. First I say, thank you, but I don't need this. And she retorts with, well, when we went to dinner last night, my brother and I, as part of the gifts we got her, we took her out to Jay Gilbert's, a very nice steakhouse.
Fancy? And
yeah, it's very nice. I think the bill for the three of us was $200 with the tip.
Wow.
It wasn't like astronomical, but that's pretty close to very high end.
All right, Mr. Hell.
Yeah.
Come on.
So she's like, yes, you were wearing a sweater to Jay Gilbert's, so I guess you just needed more sweaters. And I'm like, that's the first time I've worn a sweater in like a year and a half. I haven't worn that thing since I was in fucking court.
I love that your mom is a Stacey Clinton from What Not to Wear all of a sudden.
Or she's just, her logical process is so flawed. So I open the next box. In it is a big winter jacket. I open it staring at the other big winter jacket I have on the chair, 4 feet the fuck away from the Christmas tree. I just emptied a closet full of winter jackets and gave them to the poor.
You did.
2 months ago. You remember when I was giving away a jacket to Howard? I've got winter jackets out the asshole. If my mom had her druthers, everyone in the world would have a jacket for every 5 degrees of difference. I operate at 2 jacket speeds. I have my little zip-up jacket, which is like a sweatshirt type thing. And when it's really cold, I just throw a second one over top like a fucking homeless man. And it's the best thing ever because it's working that layers principle like the astronauts use. It keeps me warm as shit. And as soon as I get hot, I just start peeling off jacket layers.
Are you comparing your layering system to NASA?
Yes, it's genius. I've also invented a powdered orange drink. I think we've got a winner here.
Nobody will ever think of that.
So I see the jacket. I'm like, Mom, I have a jacket. Again, thank you. Please return this. Just get your money back. Don't spend the money. She's, of course, hurt, butt hurt, if you will, that these gifts aren't desired. And I'm like,
she was married to a Greek man.
Yeah. She's like, you need a jacket because you don't use that one. I'm like, did it ever occur to you I don't use that one because I don't even need that one?
That sounds like something, I swear, I think our moms are the same person. We might be related.
I just, every fucking retarded Mediterranean type mom, I guess. I don't know what it is. Now, that ends the polite part of our evening. Because Will's reaction is to scream like a banshee.
Does he start just clawing at people?
It
like,
just
what
becomes,
is he doing?
I have told you a million times, do not buy me clothes. I don't want other people buying me clothes. Every Christmas you buy me clothes. And she's like trying to be calm. She's like, he's like, oh, no, I'm the one being calm. I'm not raising my voice. You're the one who's flustered and raising your voice. All he does is watch fucking shitty reality TV. And he does nothing to nourish his intellect whatsoever. Not that I do, but once in a while online, between the fucking like big tit, big fat ass porn, there's like some sort of smart that leaks in there. And once in a goddamn blue moon, I'll read a book. I'll fuck up and get bored. He does none of that. His brain is being fed for years by just the dumb white trash he sticks his cock inside and like hardcore Pawn Stars. What's the one with the, is Hardcore Pawn the one with Les the Jew in Detroit?
I have no idea. I thought that was the same show.
Rock of Love. He eats up all this garbage then just fights like the people on the show, but with our mom.
I used to think the Real Housewives were people to look up to, and I watched that show religiously.
It is disgusting. These people are sociopathic. Or I don't know what the hell's wrong with their brain, but there's a term for it. They're just fucking crazy. You don't watch that and model your behavior on it.
No, I finally figured that out. But
he does.
Poor
and he's
Will.
A smart fucking guy. I don't get what the shit is wrong with his head when it comes to this. But he has zero impulse control.
Are you trying to say I'm not smart?
I'm just saying when someone buys you a gift you fucking could not care less about, you go, oh, thanks.
Especially if it's from your mom.
If she's bought it 10 years in a row, you go, oh, thanks. That's just how she operates. It's your mom. She's not going to change.
Did you guys grow up with grandparents?
No. We only had one grandma who was just my mom, but fast forwarded. I mean, my grandma was like 4'6" and like 280 pounds. Like, it's weird that it's weird that I look human.
Did she just roll out of the house at one point?
I have zero idea how she, the only way you could motivate her and see her really shag ass was taking her to a mall. Or a restaurant.
Those old people do love to power walk.
And she'd always do like a little pant. It was always like. That was her breathing pattern. Like she was trying to eat the air. God bless her. God bless you, Anna Callis. But
awesome.
She was the same way. She would just buy garbage that no one needed, and my mom would lose her shit on my mom and be like, save your fucking money. So maybe it's a cosmic reward that she's going through the same shit. I don't really know. My grandma was hooked on QVC and would buy shit and be like, here, Maria, take this. And my mom would be like, I don't want this fucking garbage.
Your mom loves QVC.
And 20 years later, my mom's hooked on QVC, buying shit on QVC no one wants.
I just found out my friend works for QVC.
Really?
She's the model coordinator.
I was going to say, is she one of the models? A couple of them are like not bad looking, I guess.
No, she hires the models.
Oh, is she like, you have to eat my ass and vagina correctly for this job?
She's into the penis, so I don't think so.
Whatever. All right.
But if you want to think about that later, that's fine.
Fucking Little Miss kills a story. Little Miss kills a bit. So Will is just slowly but surely losing his shit on my mom. And when I say slowly but surely, I mean within 2 seconds. He's just, bam, on her like a vicious wolf. And this goes on for about 10 minutes. I zone out. The same way I zoned out when my dad and my mom fought, I now get to do that when my little brother and my mom fight.
It's the same. You're like, oh, memories.
Yes. I just kind of hear static filling my ears, like white noise. And I'm just like, oh, there's nothing bad going on here. Happy place. Happy place. So eventually he storms out. She follows him onto the lawn, pleading like a fucking jilted wife.
Are they having a domestic on the front lawn?
It literally was just short of him actually fucking her. Like they've had sex. Yeah, it was
what?
That. I'm just saying, there was not that aspect, despite the fact we're a Greek family and all Oedipus and that shit. Short of that, like, if you just saw the silhouettes, you would have been like, this is a fighting couple. She comes in. I've already gone to my room, turned on the Wii, gone back to Happy Place. Am I going to play Quantum of Solace? Am I going to watch Cheers on Netflix? I don't know, but something's going to take me away from where the hell I am right now. I come in, she is wailing. She is wailing like a Kenyan mother whose child stepped on a landmine.
Okay, this or was story snatched just keeps by getting a sadder lion. And sadder.
And it's so blood-curdling. You know me. How much do I care to drink by myself, Arena?
You don't really like to drink.
Yeah, period. And
like,
I especially
with
don't,
us, so.
Especially don't do it by myself. She comes in. Like De Niro.
You're like grabbing for the liquor cabinet.
Like De Niro when he learns Pesci gets whacked in Goodfellas. I cannot have my shoes on faster. And I'm just like going to the bar. Going to the bar. I walk past her. She tries to wipe her eyes clean. She's like, where are you going? I'm like, out.
Is she doing the grandma breathing thing?
No, that was Granny's unique thing.
Can you do the cry and the breathing at one?
Oh, it hurt my throat.
You look like someone that just did the cinnamon challenge.
I just ate a fly, yeah. Oh, that hurt. So I get the fuck out of Dodge. I go and drink with a friend for a few hours.
That friend wasn't me.
No, just a guy who lived like on the way to the bar. Believe me, there was no preferential thing here. It was all geography.
This was on Christmas?
This was on Christmas. I'm drinking at a bar.
I was
paying for his tab because I pulled him out of his family shit. And I'm just like, just drink with me. It's all on me.
That's hardcore.
So I'm sitting there pounding.
You're going to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for other people's drinks.
Yeah.
Wow. You were
and it's karaoke night. Like, I fucking hate karaoke. I hate hearing people butcher songs that don't deserve it. I know Howard loves it.
Like that song we were singing earlier.
Yeah. I cannot stand it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking, and I'm just venting. And then I get back home. She's kind of just sitting on the computer in totally shut down, quiet, lifeless mode, because this is just the life cycle of a fight and a blow-up in the Papa Giorgio house. She cries, then she sits there lifeless. And then she looks to please Will again. So we're at stage 2 of 3.
She never learned.
Oh, no. I get home.
You're really doing this show so she listens and learns.
No, she won't learn. And you know what kind of differentiates me from Will? I know that. And I'm not really going to lose my shit all that much. If I blow up, it's for roughly 3 to 5 seconds. Not 15 minutes.
I try really hard not to blow up at my parents, but sometimes
I'll lose. Sometimes I'll just shriek for 3 minutes or I'm sorry, like 2-3 seconds. I'm just like, you God damn it. And then I look at her and it's like screaming like at a dog. It's shit on the carpet.
I'm just like,
and you're like what? It's just noises to them. Why ruin their day? It's just high pitched, high frequency noises.
I'll just like, you know, kind of walk out of the situation because basically I will just make high pitched noises because if I say anything, then I'm a piece of shit. Like, I did something wrong.
So, to make the evening perfect, for whatever reason, and you're like, hasn't this droned on long enough? Oh, no, we've got a little bit
of show. Oh, there's more?
Oh, yeah.
There's more. Good.
I'm fucking off on Facebook because I'm just killing time. And I see an ex of mine that I actually like, a girl I dated when I was like 20 or some shit. And she's a kind of friend of the family. I was friends with her brother and stuff like that.
Before you defiled her.
Yeah, this is. I wasn't even getting pussy back then. She really wanted me to bang her, like when we were kids, and I didn't. I was such a big twat back then. And now, yeah, now I'm just like, blow me on the dinosaur sheets. I don't care. Let the magic happen. So this friend is on Facebook and she's posting she's out drinking at a local bar. I'm like, I already did my drinking. Fuck it. Will, for some reason, you know Will, he just doesn't go to normal bars. He goes to titty bars. That's it. Shut
up.
Don't give me that fake nod. He doesn't drink whatsoever. Like me, I'll at least take a few here and there. I'll drink with my friends. If they want to drink, I'll have a couple. He just doesn't.
What does he do at the titty bar? They make you buy drinks.
He just gets so many lap dances, they leave him the fuck alone. Pussy is his fix. So I guess Will saw this on Facebook. Someone contacted him. I don't know what. But you know how it is. A lot of people come back to town for both Thanksgiving and Christmas. And they're like, hey, we're at X bar. Let's all get together.
Yeah.
So someone tells Will, hey, Eva, my ex, was there. Let's all hang out. I kind of blow it off. Because, I did my drinking. Well, lo and behold, 1:30, around last call, I got a knock at my, not my front door, but my bedroom door. And I open it. I was playing Wii.
You have your own door to the outside?
No.
Oh, so just she was inside your house?
Yeah. She comes in with Will, and it's my ex. And it's like all like, hey, what's up? It's fun to see you. We're chatting for a bit. Will decides to go for the ultimate and just weirdness, like, I'm going to live my life like I'm a cartoon character. He's like, hey, the titty bar's open till 3. Let's go. On Christmas Day.
Where was my call?
On the birth of he who died for our sins, Will goes, hey, girl that dated my brother when he was 20 and she was 17, and me, let's all go to the titty bar on Christmas. Because
that actually sounds
like
an awesome Christmas.
It's so depressing.
I mean, it was depressing to go to a titty bar on Thanksgiving 1 year, and now I don't really respect him as much as I did before.
I've done that. I've done Black Friday with him.
Black Friday's fine.
Black Friday's dead as shit. A bunch of whores want to shop.
I think your brother and I need to be friends because I love titty bars.
You do, because he can go under any circumstances. I was asked to spend New Year's at a titty bar, and I just said, no, I know you cover my fucking cover. I don't care. I don't want to go to a goddamn titty bar.
How much is he making as a guitar teacher?
Probably like 50-something.
That's insane.
But he doesn't have like a family and normalcy, so it just goes to strippers. And again, my life is a colossal fuck-up. Like I'm not indicting him. I was pissed by how my Christmas, which should have been peaceful, wound up. Because I go with him just to have some semblance of some sort of family something.
You're so stupid.
And I have to do that at a fucking titty bar where, guess what? It's shut down about 20 minutes after we get there because it's Christmas. They're not going to be staying till 3 a.m. Yeah, they brought down the place at 2:15. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Wait,
it's Christmas.
They got to go home and hang out with their family?
Yeah, they're fucking, you know, children of the men that they're definitely not married to. And we're just sitting there. We're getting harassed by some of the dancers from the stage.
What club did you guys go to?
Paper Moon in Springfield. Real shithole.
I thought that place was fancy.
It's very expensive, hence it being kind of not my speed.
Ugh.
I like fucking cheap lap dances, so I don't feel like I'm getting financially raped. So I spent Christmas night in a titty bar with my brother and my ex-girlfriend from like my innocent days back before I'd even gotten pussy.
Why does your brother love strip clubs so much?
Because he has zero self-esteem. He has less self-esteem than me, so he has to pay women for attention. I don't know.
I don't get it. Whatever.
We both have
horrible
self-esteem, though. We're both just insane wrecks. But there's no catharsis. There's no solving this because we ran out of time on this episode. It was just a depressing fucking story.
That story was really sad. I'm really sad now.
Yeah, we're gonna do a fun episode after this.
So you guys just skip this one and go to the next one.
Yeah. So there's no answer to any of this. I realize we should be doing a whole thing of analysis after the story, but we kind of want to break it up. At least I do. We can do a little analysis to start the next
hour.
Look
at me, I'm so bummed out now.
Yeah. Well, you're not bummed out. You're just... You knew it wasn't arena talk time, and you kind of shut down.
I barely got to talk. I couldn't even text because it's only the two of us.
So let's do an arena-centric episode for the next one.
All right. You know how to get me back on board.
You're like, oh, it's about me?
Fine. I do have a really funny New Year's story, and you're going to love it.
The next one could be New Year's stuff.
Good. All about me.
Why did you make me do that suck in and cough? My throat is shot right now.
That was for making me listen to that whole story.
That story was amazing. Go fuck yourself.
Do your grandma breathing.
No,
again.
My throat is seriously fucked up. I don't even know if we can do the second show.
I can't do it either.
That's Mr. Ed. That's an excited horse. You want to get a hold of Arena on Twitter. It's at Girl Knows Sports. Flirt with her. She loves attention. I am John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Website in papasbasement.com. You go there, you can find this recording, all the other ones we've ever done.
5 years worth.
5 years of mediocrity in one place.
Instead of spending next year's holidays with your family, you can just listen to all the episodes.
I'd be down with that.
Drink by yourself. Share it with strippers if you want.
You've got the iTunes subscription link. Please make sure to click on that. It's at the top of the site. The podcast will magically come to your iTunes, your iPhone, whatever.
You won't have to do anything.
Yes, that's the way we all like it. We are lazy, fat Americans. We're going to do the next episode in a minute. So until the next time, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.